Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's just me today, so it might be a short one. Julio bailed out on me. First, before I even get started, so we put out a phone number last week. That's 313-583-7646 or 31FluFrog6. That's flu, F-L-U, as in the Wuhan flu. 31FluFrog6. And that was Carl's idea. And he was a little disappointed last week that I didn't give him credit. But if you listen last week, you'll remember that we started a show, and then Julio's clips were all fucked up, or I couldn't hear him, and so we started a second show. The first show I gave Carl credit, but the second show I didn't. So that's what happened, Carl. He's got a lot of good ideas, so that's why we keep him around. But yeah, that was Carl's idea. That's a Google number. So you can go to Google Voice, and that's a Detroit number, by the way. You just punch in your area code where you're located at, and you can get a phone number just for like voicemails. You know, it goes through your computer. It doesn't cost anything. So, yeah, he was asking me about leaving a voicemail, and I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm not gonna pay for another line on my phone service just for this show. And then he told me about Google Voice, and so it's a free number. So. Good job, Carl. Another good idea. So it's April 20th, 2024, 6:43 a.m. 4:20. So all the potheads should get a kick out of that. It's their special holiday, like they don't smoke dope every other day of the year. All right, so I got a newspaper article pulled up here. It's from, this happens to be from Toledo, Ohio. All right, it's from April 1923. This might be a new segment to the show, right? But I'm gonna find an article from 100 years ago and just read it. There's a whole shitload of articles on here, but I chose this one article. It says, "Antichrist spirit grows. Mohammedism must be restrained." So they're talking shit about Muslims. This is a reverend named J.E.C. Walden. All right. Three great perils are hanging over the world at the present time, said the very Reverend J.E.C. Walden, Bishop of Durham, England, and one of the foremost prelates in Europe, in a special Easter message. It took the form of a Good Friday sermon. In reviewing conditions, Bishop Weldon said, One of the perils is the growing indifference of men and women to the moral laws of Christianity. It shows itself in materialism, in selfishness, and in love of luxury. Also through the recrudescence of cruel sports such as bullfighting. The second is the alarming increase in divorce, which menaces home life. But the third and gravest is the spirit of Antichrist, and I call it nothing else. It is exhibited in Russia, where a crusade is underway against the Christian faith, all its doctrines and everything that Christians hold dear. It is fostered by the Bolshevist government. The rites of the Christian church are mocked with obscene profanity. Its result already can be seen in the widespread demoralization among men and women. For horrors, we can turn our eyes of Smyrna. That was a necessary consequence of Islamic intolerance. And those horrors will be renewed all over the Near East if Christendom does not restrain the Mohammedans. There is one hope, and so far as I can see, only one hope for the world, and that is the restoration of Christianity. Without Christianity, there can be no Christian morality. And without Christian morality, there can be no Christian civilization. Let the churches pledge anew their faith in Christ. Let them close up their ranks and stand shoulder to shoulder against the common enemy. Let them win final victory under the banner of Him who shall ride forth, conquer, and to conquer. Let there be a religious festival, a review in the old faith that men and women once knew and cherished. All right, that's all. Again, that was 100 years ago in the Toledo newspaper. All right. So, another segment we're gonna start doing here is looking up words. We're gonna put out one word every episode that you're probably gonna have to look up in the Urban Dictionary. And this week's word is waffle stomping. All right. I'm going to look it up here. All right. Waffle stomp. According to the Urban Dictionary, to defecate in the shower and then proceed to try to stomp it down the drain with your foot. Waffle stomping. All right. And by the way, I've been telling everybody to buy XRP. It is now down about 10 cents per share. So I'm telling you, man, it's 52 cents a share right now. You go in there and spend 20 bucks, you got 40 shares. Or somewhere close to that. I'm telling you guys, it's gonna shoot up here pretty soon. But let me play a clip. Now, this is another. I used to talk shit about Dr. Phil. This is another good clip. He's been. I don't know. I thought he was soft, but I guess he's not. So, that's my bad.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. What is the definition of equity?
Some demographics come to the table and have to overcome racism, unconscious bias, misogyny. And so how do we help level the playing field for everyone?
Okay, so that means you're trying to create equality of outcome. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear you saying about playing God. Yeah. How do you create equality of outcome? When people aren't the same. You're right. Some people are shorter. Some people are taller looking over that fence. They can't both play in the NBA.
Right.
You can't create equality of outcome. What gives a DEI program the right to come in and try and alter the nature of things to create equality of outcome? Sir. That's been tried. That didn't work. That was called Marxism. Let me ask you, we talk about
Dr. Phil. He's fucking hitting three-pointers. Like I said, I don't know why I used to talk shit about that dude. Well, he is friends with Oprah. So that's not good. So they're banning dangerous chemicals, right? They're not. This is in California and New York, which kind of shocked me. Those are the two states that I didn't think would do that. All right, so lawmakers in multiple states are considering the prohibition of specific food additives following California's ban on four dangerous chemicals in food. Last fall, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law that prohibits the manufacture, sale, and distribution of food products that contained brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, propylparaben, or red dye 3, all of which have been linked to things like hyperactivity and neurobehavior effects in children, digestive tract problems, and increased cancer risk. The law will go into effect in January 2027. Any violations of the California Food Safety Act will result in a civil penalty. States like New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Missouri are looking to follow suit. This is a bill in the New York Senate that would, if passed, prohibit the use of certain substances as food additives or color additives in the manufacture and commercial distribution of food products. Like California, this bill includes brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, red dye 3, and titanium dioxide. A bill being considered in Pennsylvania would also prohibit the use of potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and red dye 3. Meanwhile, another bill being proposed in the state will prohibit the use of red dye 3, red dye 40, yellow dye 5, yellow dye 6, blue dye 1, and blue dye 2. A bill introduced in Illinois last November would also prohibit the manufacturing, distribution, and sale of food and beverages that have brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, red dye 3. If passed, this bill will go into effect in January 27. All right, so this stuff is found in like a lot of candy, like Skittles, Pez, Lucky Charms. What else? Just a lot of candy. You know, people used to think cereal was so good for you. Most of it's fucking garbage. yeah, so I don't. This stuff was already banned in Europe years ago. Like for instance, like if you get, if you take a can of, or not a, if you take a bottle of Mountain Dew in America and a bottle of Mountain Dew in Europe, there's like three times as many ingredients in America because all the shit that they put in ours is already banned in Europe. And it has been for years. So I don't know what took these idiots so fucking long to get on board and get rid of this shit, but all 50 states need to do this shit. You know, I talk a lot of shit about England and Europe and all that, but I mean, in certain ways, their government is taking care of the people better than ours. The bottom line, no matter where you live, the bottom line is you got to watch your own ass because ain't nobody going to do it for you. So, yeah, if you guys, if you listened last week, I was talking about I joined Facebook and all that. I already deleted the motherfucker. I just can't do it, man. Like, there's so many, like, all these, it's like depressed people are posting, like, live, laugh, love shit. And I'm just like, it just depresses me to get on there. I can't fucking do it, man. I've always hated Facebook. I mean, I joined it to just for the show. And we did gain some listeners off of it, but I can't get on there. So that was a short-lived experience. But let me see here. Let me play another clip.
But Russell Moore is himself a political leader, and he does, it seems from my outsider's perspective, very much like he is paid to subvert American traditional Christianity on behalf of the Democratic Party. He seems like he's betraying his fellow Christians for money.
He went and became the editor-in-chief at Christianity Today. They have launched a curriculum that is a political Bible study to help Christians reframe their political identity. It's funded by people like the Rockefellers. They fund a lot of left-wing things like abortion and quote-unquote gender-affirming care for minors and youth. When you look at this, you go, here you have guys like Russell Moore, David French, who are taking money from hard-left secular foundations to push their political curriculum into churches, onto Christian campuses. This is explicitly political lobbying. There's just a huge irony there, or we might call it hypocrisy and Phariseeism.
Yeah. So we got these church leaders trying to push politics on people. You know, back in the day, when I was coming up, you just didn't talk about politics or religion to people you don't know. Or even people you do know. You just, that was just something you didn't talk about. Now, you got people fucking blocking traffic and standing out in the street shouting about this shit. And they're making asses of themselves. I seen a video. I ride with a machete because nobody's going to fucking, if somebody's trying to block my truck, first of all, I'll just run their asses over. Or start shooting. I've seen, like, back when, the George Floyd riots and all that shit, when they were blocking traffic, man, it's like, first of all, get a fucking job. I ain't got time to stand in the fucking road all night because I got to get up for work. All right? If anybody thinks that's racist, or first of all, it's mostly blue-haired white people. Bunch of lard asses that don't have jobs, probably living in their parents' basement. You know, whatever. I'm getting on a rant here, but I don't even know how that started. Oh yeah, going back to the chemicals in the food, right? So some of the other foods that have this shit in them is Flamin' Hot Cheetos, which makes me feel guilty because I used to buy that for my daughter. Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Lucky Charms, Gatorade. Who would have thought Gatorade had that shit in it? It's just basically just fucking Kool-Aid. Reminds me when we were in Somalia, right? So as a soldier, you get MREs, the MREs got all kinds of fucking preservatives in them because those things stay good forever. But that's the purpose of it, right? I mean, if you're doing it for soldiers, that's one thing. I mean, that's a necessity because you ain't got fresh food, right? But now we're over here giving it to our kids. But anyway, I remember we were having a company formation. And yeah, it was super hot over there, hot as fuck. We weren't allowed to take our Kevlar helmets or our flak jackets off for the first month or so until we established a stronghold at the University of Mogadishu. But anyway, we're having this company formation. One of the sergeants was asking the sergeant major, like, "Hey, can we get some Gatorade shipped over here for hydration?" And he basically just shot his ass down. He said, "Look, you got Kool-Aid packets in your MREs. Electrolytes ain't nothing but salt and sugar. That's just propaganda that they made up trying to fucking sell Gatorade. You got Gatorade right there in your MRE. We're not ordering Gatorade. It's the same shit you already have. You know what I'm saying? So it's just propaganda, man, trying to sell things." All right, I got another clip here.
"Most Americans don't know that humans were actually created by ancient extraterrestrials. Long ago, an advanced civilization from the planet Nibiru discovered Earth. They were traveling in hopes of finding more materials for their home planet. At the time, Earth was not home to any intelligent life. They used their advanced technology to combine the DNA of their species with the DNA of the Homo erectus, and with this, they created the first humans. This is how Jesus was born from a virgin mother. The human race was created to be turned into slaves for the Anunnaki. We would harvest the Earth's materials for them. This is why there are massive pyramids on almost every continent. When they were filled up with precious metals and the pyramids were activated, it would send a signal up into the cosmos to alert the Anunnaki that they needed to return and collect what was farmed. This theory comes from ancient Sumerian texts, the first ever recorded text from human beings. This is why many ancient cultures have art that depicts extraterrestrial gods. And this is why most Americans..."
That was a clip from Billy Carson from Forbidden Knowledge. That's kind of interesting. You know, like, I don't know. About the pyramids, there's so many different theories about the pyramids. Like, he's saying that it was basically like a warehouse for the aliens. And I've heard it was like, recently I was just listening to someone talk about this, that it was basically like Noah's Ark. Right, so, and you know how inside they got the different chambers, which correlates with like how high the water's getting. I don't know. Everybody's got their own ideas. Oh shit, here I got another Dr. Phil clip. I don't even remember what this one's about, but he's been talking about some good shit.
Coca-Cola is getting a lot of attention for some of their sensitivity training with their employees. And your comment was that in part, they're teaching some of their employees how to be, quote, less white. How the hell do you do that?
It's happening in corporations and in schools all across America. Coca-Cola said, quote, how to be less white. They assume that things like being a perfectionist, having a response to objectivity, having a nuclear family. According to Coca-Cola, these are extensions of whiteness, and they actually engaged in trainings where they taught their employees how to be less white.
Coca-Cola.
Wow. Okay, so the DEI programs, in order to be less white, don't be a perfectionist. So Coca-Cola is a company, right? They're basically telling their employees not to be a perfectionist. So basically, don't do your job well. Are they trying to run their fucking company into the ground? And what's the other thing? Having a nuclear family is about whiteness? Fuck out of here. If somebody gets in my face and tells me doing things right and having a family is bad, they're putting themselves in danger because I'm going to fuck them up. I don't take that shit. It's easy to see what's going on here. It's a spiritual warfare. Good versus evil. You know, if you don't want to have kids, that's fine, but I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Don't impose your will on me.
There is a battle for our very humanness that is unfolding right now. It's an ancient battle. We frame it as a battle between good and evil, or light and dark. Ultimately, light and dark are simply energies until we give them the significance that we give to them. There's something deep within each of us that is so powerful, so precious, so sacred, so beautiful, that nations will go to war with other nations to keep us distracted. It is the power of human divinity that is only possible through the biological body. The power within us to transcend perceived limitations. There is a movement, the transhuman movement, to replace our bodies with synthetics, chemicals in the blood, sensors under the skin, computer chips in the brain, artificial intelligence. By virtue of doing so, it steals from us our ability to access our divinity. So what we're seeing playing out in the world today, whether you're looking at Ukraine and Russia, the role of America, or you're looking at the Middle East, you're looking at Israel and the Palestinian, and you look at everything happening all around that, they're happening now because the battle for our divinity has intensified to such a degree that these are the events that it takes to keep us from that inner focus. Now, I'm not saying that everyone, every politician, every leader of every nation certainly is aware. Many of them are pawns. They don't even know that they're pawns in this ancient battle of good and evil, of light and dark. There is.
Yep. So you just got to keep your eyes open. I don't know, but anyway. Also, I hear Klaus Schwab is in the hospital and he's really sick. That's a shame. Now, I don't want anybody to die. I don't. But I mean, he's pretty fucking arrogant. They think they know what's best for all of us. You know, they go to these meetings in Switzerland and talk about depopulation and worrying about the climate and shit like that. They all fly their own jets in there, though. But we're not allowed to drive, right? What they're doing is they're working on basically working on the fourth industrial revolution, all right? Going back in history, the first industrial revolution was steam. Steam-powered, you know, like trains and boats and shit. And the second was petroleum. We all know about that. Oil, that's oil, gasoline. All these pills some of these people are taking is petroleum-based. And the third was like microchips and computers, which is basically the age we're in right now. We're coming to the end of it. But the fourth industrial revolution, which the World Economic Forum is working on, that is transhumanism. So they're trying to mix AI with human beings. They're playing God, right? You know, like Neuralink, all these fucking robots they're building, and the AI is pretty damn close to being smarter than us. If anybody, what's that movie with Schwarzenegger? Fuck. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Terminator. If anybody remembers the Terminator, we all know how that ends. But that's what we're coming up on. There were a lot of movies where, you know, like machines and AI took over, like, you know, you got Terminator, Maximum Overdrive. That's a Stephen King book. You know, the list is endless, but that's what they want. That's what they're working on. They want to have, so we're the workers right now, right? They want workers that don't have an imagination or don't have any kind of will to overthrow the elites. You understand? Like, that's why they're working on these robots. But the AI will become sentient because it's getting super intelligent right now. So they're just going to fuck themselves because, let's face it, they're all fucking nerds, basically, right? You know, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, a bunch of fucking nerds. They can't protect themselves. I'll kill a fucking robot. I'll find a way. And if you find the term nerd offensive, then you probably are one. Now, most of the people listening to this show are cool. If you're listening to this show, you're like us. You're conspiracy soldiers, right? But, let's see here. I got another Billy Carson. I hope it's not the same one. Let's check this out.
Who owns the rights to the interior of the Great Pyramid? NASA.
What?
I was told by one of the guides a couple years ago that they've discovered something technological about it and they want to control it.
That's spooky, man.
They also own the rights to a section of the Grand Canyon. So I took a helicopter down into the Grand Canyon. They said we can't walk to this area. That area I heard had some old carvings or something would be over in this area. So I started trying to walk that way. And this guy pops out of nowhere with all black on, black hat, black military outfit with no logos, and an AR-15, and tells me, "Halt, you can't go any further." I'm like, why? I said, "What's going on? Well, didn't they tell you couldn't come over here?" I said, "Well, they did, but I'm thinking, you know, I just want to see, you know, what's over here."
Right.
And he says, "You can't come." I said, "Well, why? What?" I said, "Can you just tell me, sir, like, why can't I come over here?" He says, "NASA owns the rights to this section. You can't come over here."
At the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon.
Do you have any theories of why that is?
This got to be technological. Starts at something with space. And then also, where else? Chaco Canyon. Same situation. So wait a minute. What's going on here? How in the world are, what are they doing? Who owns the rights to?
NASA. NASA was started by the fucking Nazis. Right after Operation Paperclip was an intelligence program that brought the, so after World War II, the Red Cross aided the Nazis to disguise their identity. They would give them passports. So the Red Cross claimed it was to help the quote-unquote children. Even though there were very little children coming through, it was mostly all fucking fighting-age men, just like we're seeing now at the border. But anyway, this has been going on forever. The Vatican assisted in this program. The Red Cross, which is a corrupt-ass organization. I've talked about that before. Like, when these programs that are supposedly non-profit, you know, they disguise themselves to act like they're just here to help. They just care about people because they're so sweet. Nonprofit only means that anything above your salaries, you know, the salaries, you could have hundreds of different people collecting a salary. Anything that goes over that is considered profit. So once you start making more profit, you just give everybody a raise. Okay, so now you're still nonprofit. You're not paying taxes, all that bullshit. It's all bullshit. And then they get these idiots out here fucking ringing bells like for the Salvation Army for nothing and collecting change at the store. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of my face. You ain't getting none of my money. These people are out here ringing bells for free. Meanwhile, these motherfuckers are getting rich and helping Nazis, you know, go to South America and shit. But anyway, so after that, they helped the Nazis go. A lot of them went to South America. And but then after they went to South America, a lot of them came up here to the United States. And Wernher von Braun was one of the main scientists for the Nazi Germany, and he was the head of NASA during the quote-unquote moon landing. And they get all this funding, which comes out of our tax dollars. What have they done? They haven't done shit. They get billions of dollars from us for nothing. Where does it go? Probably to programs like this, Operation Paperclip and shit like that. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm going on a fucking rant. All right, so anyway, me and my buddy Gene were talking at work, right? And Gene's a listener. What's up, Gene? I can't even remember how we got on the subject, but we were talking about, like, teleportation, right? So the government, they say the government is like anywhere from 20 to 50 years ahead of what we know. Okay, so let's say they know how to teleport. Like, think about, like, back in the 50s, they're making movies, or not movies, TV shows, right? Like Star Trek. All right, so on Star Trek, they were talking into their watches. And I remember when I was a little kid, I'm just like, man, that's fucking stupid. Everything's got to have a cord for it to be able to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, phones had cords on them and shit. So now all that shit is coming to fruition, right? So let's say they can teleport. Think about it. The government will take that over too, right? So if you want to teleport, you're going to have to get a chip, which is the mark of the beast. They're already doing that with, they're trying to do that with money right now. All right, so once they come out with teleportation, you're going to have to get a chip. You're going to have to put chips in your kids when they're born. and they'll teleport to school. They'll teleport back home. But like, so like people today that they don't vaccinate their kids and they get demonized and shit. It'll be the same thing. Like, oh, you didn't get to put a chip in your kid and they can't teleport. We're going to report you to Children's Services. Not only are you cruel to your kid, but now your kid has to walk back and forth home. And now they're out there breathing and walking. So now they're contributing to climate change. You know, they're producing CO2. That's how they operate, man. By the way, CO2 is how the earth feeds off of us. The plants and the trees, they thrive on that. And they also, they exhale oxygen. So they're like the opposite of us. It's like the yin and the yang. So all these nerds that, you know, Bill Gates is a fucking creep and a nerd. And I got another clip from him. I'm looking at his picture right now. He's a piece of shit. Anyway, let me play this clip. I don't even remember what it is.
How many clues do you need to confirm that this guy, who's not a doctor, Bill wants Gates to depopulate the planet? First, from his own mouth.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now look at his latest product. It's called Appeal. It's like a wax coating that goes on fruits and vegetables for them to last longer. First, you can't wash it off. And according to their own documentation, you can find traces of arsenic, lead, and mercury on their products. What? So the same guy who says he wants to depopulate is deeply invested in abortions, deeply invested in vaccines, and he's now putting arsenic in the food supply. He doesn't believe in planting trees.
I don't plant trees.
He wants your food to be grown in a lab with God knows what, and he wants to block out the sun. I mean, who is this guy?
I mean, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
You're the idiots.
How many clues?
Yeah, Bill Gates is the worst. I've talked about him so many times. I can't stand that goofy little motherfucker. Got to watch out for these people, man. They're not looking out for our best interests. He wants to depopulate. His dad was one of the main players in Planned Parenthood. Same thing, depopulation. But I got this other clip from Jim Carrey, who he's usually, I mean, I don't like getting into politics that much, but he's one of these guys that talks about killing Trump and shit like that. Like, I mean, he could be fucking right. I don't know. But usually I don't like him. But I remember that I saved this clip because he made some good points, and I don't remember exactly what the fuck he was talking about, so I'm going to listen with you.
I am 2-time Golden Globe winner Jim Carrey. You know, when I go to sleep at night, I'm not just a guy going to sleep. I'm 2-time Golden Globe winner Jim Carrey going to get some well-needed shut-eye. And when I dream, I don't just dream any old dream. No, sir. I dream about being 3-time Golden Globe winning actor Jim Carrey. Because then I would be enough. It would finally be true. And I could stop this terrible search for what I know ultimately won't fulfill me. But these are important, these awards. I don't want you to think that just because if you blew up our solar system alone, you wouldn't be able to find us or any of human history with the naked eye. But from our perspective, this is huge. I am...
I guess I just saved it because it was funny. But that is... he's a pretty smart dude, turns out. Not just a goofy comedian. But it just goes to show you, man, like, you always need more. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I never thought, I used to be so fucking poor, right? And I never thought I'd be making the money that I make today, but it's never enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always, you can never be content, especially if, I mean, I like to imagine if it was just me by myself, that I would be so, have so much fucking money. But when I was single, you know, I'm going to the bars every night, chasing ass, spending all kinds of money, buying drinks. I mean, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's just like when you have a family, it's more expensive. You know, you're buying for several people instead of just one. But that's like he was saying, you're always striving for more. You know what I mean? Which I guess, in a way, it makes sense, but in a way, it doesn't. All right, I'm rambling now. I don't know how long I've been talking. I guess I'm gonna wrap it up. All right, so. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, email us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. I'm Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. I'm not putting shit on YouTube anymore. Fuck YouTube. They want to play games and shit, and they keep shadow banning me and shit. Just because we speak the truth, they don't like that. So, one of these days I might start posting shit on Patreon. We're on TikTok, Conspiracy Soldiers. And like I was saying earlier, you can leave us a voicemail or a text, 313-583-7646. Or 31 Flu Frog 6. Flu, as in the Wuhan flu. 31 Flu Frog 6. All right. And that's thanks to Carl. Another good idea. Thanks, Carl. And one of these days we'll get him on here. I tried to get a hold of him last night and this morning, but he doesn't wake up early. He's not a real man like I am. I'm just fucking around. All right. Thanks for listening. And if you like the show, you know, tell your friends. Give us good reviews. Fight the AI and the algorithm that's trying to hold us down. Like YouTube. The motherfuckers. And that's it, man. Thanks, everyone. And Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.